Welcome to episode 5 of our podcast. This is part 3 of our 3-part series talk on suicide prevention.
Hi, Marikoy.
Hello, evening, Mare. Good morning. Tita Liz. Yes, good evening, good morning. Magandang tanghali.
So nice. Kung
nasan man silang parte ng mundo. Uh-huh. It's nice to be back.
Yes. Sorry, it took us a while.
Welcome back our podcast. Kasi
oh, daming mga nangyari, daming mga ganap, but we are here now and we are here to stay. Ayan. So,
whether you like it or not, no?
Correct.
So, Mari, part 3 na tayo, no? Our, yes. We will continue on with our discussion regarding suicide prevention. So, kahit tapos na, syempre, yung October. Mm-mm. Ay, September and October, di ba parang suicide prevention and World Mental Health Day,
yes.
Di ba? Observation. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung ating observation kasi it's very important that we talk about these things and every day should be dedicated to ways on improving our mental health for ourselves and for our families, for our community. Yun, that's why we're doing this too. Raise awareness on mental health issues.
Yes.
More importantly, yung mga actions na pwede natin gawin on a practical level in support of mental health.
Mm-hmm. Agree ako dyan na hindi lang siya dapat every September or October, but whole year round. Diba? Kasi hindi naman siya tipong nagkakaroon ka lang ng ganong mga issues or problems tuwing mga ganong months. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Kundi ano siya it's a whole year thing. So, maganda rin na napag-uusapan siya and it's good na maraming tao na nagiging aware about these things, diba? So, yun, maganda yung topic natin ngayon kasi it's a wrap-up na rin of our series on suicide, suicide prevention. And ano nga ba yung ating discussion for today?
So, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon, Mare, yung mga tulong na pwedeng gawin ng mga kaibigan, mga pamilya na merong mga tao na nagdi-deal ng ganito nga difficult situation tapos merong mga suicidal thoughts, ganyan. Ideation. So, ano yung mga po pwede nating ma-extend na help sa kanila?
Nice. Agreed.
So, yun.
Okay. So, there is hope and there is help out there, no? Tama. Mm-hmm. Okay siya. Okay. So, ano-ano ba yung mga ano natin? Some ways to help our friends or kahit hindi friends or someone who's confided
in
us.
Ako ba mag-uumpisa, Mare?
Yes, go ahead, Marikoy. Ano ba yung mga tips na masashare mo?
Konti lang. Actually, wala namang hard and fast rules. Meron ba?
Basta, parang wala.
Oo. Basta kailangan lang yung mga tulong na ma-extend natin. Parang person-centered siya, Mare. Nakasentro dun sa ano sa needs nung tinutulungan natin.
Agree. Diba?
So, yung isa siguro, yung very important na makinig tayo without judging. So, para sa atin, sa mga families, ganyan, mga friends, siguro sometimes you may feel uncomfortable talking about suicidal feelings, yung ganun, pag-usapan yung suicide among sa family members natin or our friends. Pero, at saka kung minsan hindi rin natin alam kung ano yung sasabihin. Pero that's entirely normal and understandable kasi nga hindi naman natin, hindi man tayo mga parang professional, ganyan, na counselors. But as a friend, as a family member, we can help them. And the most important thing to do is to just be there for them and listen to them. Ano ba? Listen to their reasons for feeling hopeless. Yung ganun, pakinggan sila. And syempre, listen with compassion and empathy and without dismissing or judging their feelings, no? Don't criticize or blame them for having ito mga unpleasant, no, na mga thoughts nila on suicide. At syempre paalam natin sa kanila that we care about them, they're not alone. O kagaya nga sabi ko kanina, empathize with them. Hindi natin alam yung sasabihin sa kanila. We can say like, I can't imagine how painful this is for you, pero
agree,
gusto kong
validation.
Maintindihan ka.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. I would like to try to understand you. Ganyan. Or minsan, Mari, di ba meron din tayo parang rephrasing,
yes,
repeating their
man.
Words back to them in our own words. Para din alam nila na, uy, pinapakinggan pala niya ako, naiintindihan niya yung sinasabi.
Mm-hmm. Maganda yung sinabi mo na listen without judging kasi sometimes, di ba, pag nakikinig tayo, ang tendency is nagre-reply tayo kaagad. But this time, we try to understand. So, we listen to understand. Hindi yung automatic nagre-reply ka na, ay, ganun ba? Parang this time takes a while para i-process mo. And then, you think consciously kung ano yung sasabihin mo dun sa kaibigan mo who's going through this phase. So, empathy nga talaga. Empathetic listening, di ba yun,
yes.
Mare? So,
yes,
yun, isa sa mga ano yun, magandang mga qualities or at least na tap, at matutunan sana natin. Ganyan. So, yun. Okay, yun.
And,
ganda.
Oo. Parang kadugtong din nun, Mare. Ano? Parang let's allow our friends, let's allow them to be expressive ba? Yung walang, dahil nga hindi natin sila gina-judge, ganyan, hayaan natin sila mag-express ng feelings nila nang hindi sila nag-aalala na baka i-judge sila. Kaya pwede din natin itanong about the reasons for living and dying. Listen to their answers, try to explore this, the reasons for living in more detail, ganyan.
Agree.
Tsaka ano pa ba? Yung ano din, siguro kung magkwento sila, ganyan, and then yun, we encourage them to talk more and then reassure them that they will not feel this way forever naman. May hangganan naman yung ano nila, yung mga pakiramdam nilang ganito. Kasi nga, we try to later on process yung mga nararamdaman nila. Di ba? Try to help them process these emotions. Pero mahalaga lang nabigyan sila ng ano, ng parang kalayaan na mag-express ng sarili nila, ng mga emotions nila, ng feelings nila. Kasi parang in the first place, kaya nga sila nagkaroon ng mga suicidal thoughts or suicide ideation is because parang pakiramdam nila hindi sila pinapakinggan, hindi nila na-express yung
Exactly.
So,
totoo yun. Totoo
ano
yun.
Pa ba?
Isa pa
or baka may dadagdag
ka
pa man.
Oo, is parang do not avoid yung issue and kapag nag-open up sila sa'yo, siguro try to talk to them, I mean, on a more personal level, parang siguro ask them to, although hindi mo natin masasabi na, uy, ano pa, mag-open up sila. Kasi parang it takes a while for other people to open up. Pero the fact na andyan ka to talk about it, eventually, sila na rin yung mag-open up kasi nakita nila na itong taong to ay parang interesado or may concern sa akin. So, yung feeling na they're being taken seriously. So, it's a good thing lalo na yung sa mga may manitong pinagdadaanan, di ba? And another thing is, when we try to talk about it, let's not make mga promises na yung parang, uy, ganito, gagaling ka, or ganito.
Oo.
Siguro,
Of course,
more
we hope,
of, ano,
we hope for the best, di ba? Pero yun nga, walang false promises na, oh, tomorrow, okay na ang lahat. Yung magiging okay ang lahat. Kasi, ayaw naman natin na ano, na parang ma-put din in an awkward situation. Pero, yun nga, sa ano tayo, parang minsan toxic din yung pagiging positive, di ba? So, maganda rin na mas maging parang realist tayo, we talk on, yung ganun nga, mas sa realidad ba? Yung kayang gawin.
Tsaka kasi, di ba, pag nag-promise ka, ang tendency naman, tapos pag hindi nangyari, ikaw pa yung sabihin mo, eh, sinabi mo, gagaling ako, or ganito. So, it's, parang adding fuel to the fire. So, hindi siya nakakatulong. So, it's better na just make sure that you're trustworthy, you know, pag nakipag-usap sa sayo, make sure that the other person is, of course, safe, yung mga ganitong situation. And then, just ano, be there and be present when that person is, you know, confiding, di ba? Mm-hmm. So yun isa sa mga mahalaga rin yun. Ano pa ba? Parang related din yun sa next natin, ano?
Like ano, nga, alos magkaka-relate sila, no? Like showing your concern for them. Mm-hmm. Parang dun sa nauna natin first two, ano?
Mm-hmm.
Pero gusto ko lang din i-add yung sa showing concern for them. Yung parang on a practical level, like this may also mean helping them to create a crisis plan, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Pag nasa ganong sitwasyon sila, ano yung pwede nating maitulong sa kanila, ganito yung gagawin, sino yung kukontakin mo, yung ganon. Kasi di ba pag minsan ano sila masyadong nalulunod na sila sa yung ganong thoughts nga. Minsan masyadong narrow down na yung kanilang mga resources, yung kanilang naiisip. So, maganda halimbawa itong crisis plan. Kasi the aim of crisis plan is to think about what support someone needs when they are in crisis. Halimbawa, this may include kailangan lagi siyang may kasama. Ano pa ba? Yung removing certain objects from the home.
Oo, yung mga kutsilyo or
mga kutsilyo, mga cleaning, ano, di ba? Ang tawag cleaning agents, kaya yung mga ginagamit usually. Tapos, talking to certain person sa helpline, ganyan. Talking to a professional. Sino ba yung pwede natin makontakt, di ba? Minsan, kailangan ilista natin. Ito yung pwede mong kausapin kapag ano ka, feeling in, parang in bad shape, ganyan.
Agree.
Ano pa ba? Yung siguro, ano, isa rin sa showing concern for them is turuan sila ano yung mga distraction techniques na pwede nilang gawin pag ano, di ba?
Parang silang coping mechanism.
Oo, halimbawa, reading a book or magazine. Oo, watching a film, feel good film ha, wag yung parang nakakapaiyak pa or nakakatakot or something that will trigger
nature,
them.
Oo. Nature exposure, bang, grounding.
Oo, walking in a green space, yan, grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. Kaya yung mga ano, art activities, drawing, painting, listening to music. Oh, sometimes we can teach them if you're ano, parang meditation practitioner, you can teach them how to
mindfulness,
calm themselves by practicing mindfulness meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And being out in nature, ganyan.
Yes. So, you know, as a friend, di ba, yung syempre yung concern mo, pwede mo siyang kunwari meron ka mga ganong expertise or meron kang experience na gano'n na nakatulong sa'yo, syempre, pwede mo i-share sa kanya kasi at least, in a way, trusted ka na niya to, you know, to accept whatever it is na sinasabi mo. Kasi syempre, hindi rin basta-basta na mag-a-accept sila ng mga from some random people lang naman, di ba? So, ikaw, as a friend, definitely pwede mo siyang i-share sa kaibigan mo na who's you suffering, ganyan. Very nice. Tapos, ano pa ba? Actually, marami, no?
Oo nga eh. Display niya yung mga picture ng family members niya. Sa room, di ba? Kasi di ba, these are the things that...
Ano, happy thoughts.
Oo, mga happy thoughts. Para, these are reasons to live, di ba? Such as picture of their families, their loved ones, ganyan.
Agree.
Siguro.
Oo nga eh. Tapos, siguro ang pinaka... last na pwede natin ma-suggest is in relation din doon sa sinabi mo kanina yung to seek treatment or be prepared to contact mga support groups or mga crisis line, ganyan, like sa NCMH, National Center for Mental Health, or ano pa ba, Hope Line, mga ganun, mga ganong organizations. To reach out, of course, kasi syempre hindi naman to something na, although yung yung friend natin nakaka-help siya, pero if you need professional or ano, yung proper treatment siguro, better to contact yung mga ano, yung mga organizations that handles this kind of issues. Pero bukod
kasi
dun
sa
sa
mga
mga na-mention
organi-
natin, meron pang iba, 'di ba, na
Tsaka kasi dun sa mga
nakatulong.
organizations na yan, Mari, 'di ba, may mga professionals doon.
Mm-mm.
Mga
Correct.
Social workers, ganyan, counselors, psychologists,
mm-mm.
psychiatrists, mga peer counselors, ganyan. Or
Yes,
therapies.
Meron mga experts talaga sa
specific
to
yes,
mga suicide patients. So, in a way, at least ng mga to, they can relate to these organizations na at least hindi sila maja-judge. Yung gulo kasi ganun naman yung mga kinakatakot ng mga tao.
And they can also opt to remain anonymous kapag tumawag sila sa organizations at all. Parang rest assured na their confidentiality, their their cases, their situations will be treated as confidential.
Oo nga, siguro sana hopefully in the future magkaroon din tayo ng hotline natin.
Oo nga, oo no.
Oo, di ba no. Tsaka ano pa ba? May mga organizations din akong nakikita or na nagtuturo din aside from mga na-mention natin kanina. Holistic approach naman siya. Like, nag-offer nga sila ng mga more on diet. Di ba? Kasi nakakatulong din yan eh. Pero ibang approach eh. So, yung group na pinag-volunteer natin, which is Safe Care, di ba?
Yeah.
Napakaganda ng program. Meron holistic approach that offers alternative medicine, which is acupuncture, alam ko yun. Tas yung
or
ear,
ano, ngayon, Mari,
yung sa ear
kasi
pa, diba?
Hindi,
nada.
Ngayon kasi hindi pa kaya yung mag-face-to-face acupuncture. So, sa Safe Care, we teach acupressure
or
self-massage, ganyan, for specifically meant to help
anxiety,
mental health,
ganyan,
concerns.
Stress.
So if ever na gusto nila or they want to try other techniques or parang forms of or modalities.
Mga interventions, no?
Mga interventions. They can always contact Safe Care. They have a Facebook, Instagram.
Search na lang nila sa Facebook.
YouTube page. Yan. Yung pangalan Safe Care.
Meron
dami mga ino-offer.
Recently, di ba, na nagkaroon tayo ng open mic. Share din natin yung kanilang bagong mental health program, which is yung adya.ph na program, which is napaka-timely kasi nilaunch siya nung
October.
Oo, last month na pala.
Oo,
no?
Last month, oo.
Tapos ang gaganda ng mga content, so definitely worth checking out.
Sa page natin, Mare, we will post kung saan yung link pwede nilang mapuntahan. Mm-hmm. Kasi sa YouTube, nandun yung mga tools and resources kung paano
ang daming topics, no?
Makakatulong yung Safe Care sa ating mental health.
Oo, ganyan. Correct. So,
in video form.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, madami doon. Mga very informational, informative.
Gusto nila na tipong i-try muna yung holistic approach bago magpunta sa mga hindi naman natin sinasabi na wag silang pumunta sa mga mental health professional pero if gusto na lang nilang i-check out yung sinasabi natin na holistic approach or silipin lang nila yung mga sites na sinasabi natin and for sure meron silang matututunan. Actually, hindi lang. Madami
they can always,
pala.
They can always try to parang complement, no? Parang side by side with, nabawa, nagtitherapy sila, nagka-counseling, etc. They can always try yung holistic approach to parang pandagdag,
partner, no?
Partner.
Agree.
Yung holistic approach because that really helps them. And very, very simple, basic, yung mga itinuturo sa Safe Care like diet, nutrition, di ba, exercise, mindfulness, how to sleep, how to improve your sleep, di ba?
Nice.
Et cetera.
So,
Pare-post natin sa Facebook page natin. para alam nila.
Oo, i-share natin yan.
Yung mga contact numbers, ang dami kasing mga contact numbers din ng iba-ibang organizations.
Yes,
na ang advocacy nila is mental health.
Mm-hmm,
dami.
Hindi lang suicide, so pati iba pa mga mental health issues. So, yun. I-share natin sa Facebook page natin and then pwede na lang tawagan or kontakin pag may time sila. So,
I think yun. That's about it.
ang ganda ng ano, no? Pero so nakakatuwa kasi parang hindi natin alam na marami pang makakatulong, no, if you just reach out to other people, let them ano, parang we let them be a part of our life. Kasi usually, di ba, pag meron tayong pinagdadaanan, parang gusto lang natin mapag-isa. Pero if we try to open, maraming tulong ang mangyayari or darating eh. So it's nice that, you know, we are talking about this stuff and yun, nagiging normal, nagiging part na siya ng mga normal conversations na during this past year. So yun, there is help and there is hope and yun, thank you for tuning in always.
Yes, thank you. So lagi nating tandaan, mental health is so important. So please take care of yourselves so you can also take care of other people. And if you're in a bad place, don't hesitate to ask for help. Hangi tayo ng tulong. Always remember that you're not alone. Your life, your life, our lives, no? Buhay natin is the most precious thing. So cherish it. If you want to try counseling or therapy, if you think that it's the right option for you, then ano, go for it. And our messenger also sa Group Stories PH. It's always open.
Yes, so active siya. Yes. Yeah.
And hindi namin kakalimutan, we will be posting the list of hotlines you can call in yung mga organizations that are willing to help you.
Yes.
So ayun na ba yun, Hari? Yes. Thank you very much at natapos na natin ang ating
ang topic natin na to. Oo. So,
thank you!
marami pa tayong episodes coming in the next few weeks. And so, make sure to tune in to our podcast and thank you so much for all your support.
Thank you!
Bye!
Bye!